Wallace Woodworth Council works through agenda items. Council approved the Assiniboine West Watershed District water retention sites on the properties of Henry Ellis and Trevor Fratinger. The Breadalbane Cemetery term deposit matured on July 17. Interest of $884.14 was transferred to the RM General Operating Account and released to the cemetery to pay for their operating expenses. Iris Vercane Assistant Sal, Tiffany Cameron Economic Development Officer and Reeve Clayton Kennard were authorized to attend the Invest in Canada, IIC, tour in Verdun on August 29. IIC is Canada's foreign investment agency. They attract global companies and support their expansion plans in Canada. Council discussed the letter from Blair Fordyce on behalf of the Greenwood Cemetery requesting financial assistance for the proposed columbarium there for the storage of urns holding cremated remains. Sal Garth Mitchell explained that the niches are selling for $1,100. He said, there's 24 niches, and they're looking at returning around $1,100 a piece if they're all sold, but they've only got one sold so far. Cown. Val Caldwell stated that the RM had supported a similar project at the Verdun Cemetery with a grant of $1,500 and she moved to match that amount for Greenwood Cemetery. The motion was passed. Kaylee Kyle was appointed as Elkhorn Village caretaker. The Black Gold Classic Cattle Show applied for sponsorship from the RM again this year. Cown. Barb Stambuski said, we need to respond to them and say this letter needs to be in a lot earlier because most of our grants have already been granted. Stambuski then moved to give the same sponsorship support as last year. The motion was carried. Council appointed Census Chartered Accountants to perform the financial audit for the year. A discussion followed regarding the high cost of audits in Cown. Lyle Kinnaird raised the possibility of tendering the work to find a lower cost solution. Sal Mitchell noted that tendering the work would be a possibility in the future, but at present, information was still being gathered to integrate all aspects of municipal finances. Reeve Kinnaird said, we did tender out our Trans-Canada West audit, and some of them were almost double what Census was for an audit fee. So not saying that we can't tender it at some point in time, but I think price-wise, they've been pretty favorable. All councillors agreed that auditing costs were not appropriate for the relatively small size of municipal budgets, and they will investigate ways to make changes to the process. Childcare. Council passed a resolution to appoint a daycare operator for the Elkhorn RTM Childcare Facility Project. They accepted Elkhorn Early Learning Center as proposed and Sal Mitchell will negotiate a lease agreement. This will include a 15-year nominal rent agreement where RM Wallace Woodworth will provide building support, maintenance and repairs, as well as snow clearing and grass cutting. Elkhorn Early Learning Center will pay utilities. Council reviewed the minutes of the Elkhorn Park Revitalization Committee and discussed changes made to the original site plan. Sal Mitchell commented on these changes and some of the reasoning behind them. The walkway through the site needs to be extended to connect to all structures to meet the conditions for a grant. Other changes include location of signage and more garbage bins. Reeve Kennard added, it's really changed the look of it, looks fantastic. So, kudos to the committee and all the volunteers who have gotten it done so quickly. A public hearing was opened to hear the application from Paul Bickerton to vary the minimum required front property line setback from 125 feet to 35 feet for the construction of a building on the farm. Development Officer Corey Nixon attended to bring the details of the application. Council discussed the possibility that the placement of the building could cause extra snow removal costs and a development agreement was added to the variation order to ensure the extra costs will be borne by the landowner. Elkhorn District Community Center applied for a permit to install the new ice plant for the facility. The plant will be enclosed in a shipping container and Development Officer Nixon said, the current zoning bylaw states that shipping containers are only allowed in agricultural and industrial zones. But this will be a mechanically designed unit that is designed by engineers. Using this container in this zone would require a development agreement to allow an exception to the zoning bylaw. Nixon will prepare the development agreement and submit it for council's approval. Cown. Stambouski reported from the vet board meeting that doors are being installed in the clinic and other large equipment will be purchased through a grant from the provincial government. Stambouski attended the Trans-Canada West Planning District meeting where a proposed possible subdivision was discussed. Reeve Kennard reported on an event he attended in Elkhorn where Rob Netterlof spoke of his 1,000 kilometers trip by bicycle to support the Wounded Warriors Service Dog Program. Kennard also attended the Trans-Canada West meeting and said there will be further discussion, once we have some more information hopefully from the province. The meeting moved to an in-camera session before adjournment.